Okay, we're beginning Hilchos Chanukah, and in the start of Hilchos Chanukah, one of the first discussions is there a mitzvah simcha on Chanukah? We know on Yontif, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, there's a mitzvah simcha, and ain't simcha al b'basa v'yayin. Is there a din basa v'yayin on Chanukah or not? So we're learning Masechta Nedarim. And there's an interesting halacha in Hilchos Nedarim. Let me ask you a question. When you see someone on Chanukah, do you say good yontif or not? Right? Pesach Shavuos, you say good yontif. How about Chanukah? So in Hilchos Nedarim, in Yerideya, Sim Reish Yud Zayin, Sif Mem Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Noda Oy Nishba Al Dava. Someone who made a neder, or he swore about something. He swore he's not going to drink wine. Chutz mi ma'adis v'yam tovim, except for a ma'id and a yantif. That was his neder. His neder was, or he made a shvua, that he will not drink wine, except on yam tovim, or ma'adis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, im oyme shebedayte hoy lahoytzi gam chanukah purim me'achlal neman. If he tells us that his das was also to include Chanukah and Purim, he's neman to tell us that. Meaning, Chanukah and Purim are also considered a yontif. So you could bet him say to your friend, good yontif on Chanukah. So that's the Taz. Very good, very good, very good. See, okay. Says the Taz, l'fi shigam yomim elu b'loshim b'nei adam nikrayim yom tovim. Because it's the Lashon B'nei Adam. K'may ahid avinu yom tav l'rabbanan. Right? We find someone who makes a siyum. It's yom tav l'rabbanan. It's a yantif. So B'Lashon B'nei Adam, Chanukah is referred to as a yantif B'Lashon B'nei Adam. And that's what that says. V'aklal b'simin zez, that we go b'as L'Lashon B'nei Adam. L'maisa, there's a very interesting Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Yantif. In Hilchas Yontif, in Simitav Kuf Chav Tes, the last page of Hilchas Yontif, it's a Chedek Hay. The last page in Chedek Hay, the Mishnah Brura brings down a Tshuvas Beis Yaakov. And the way he brings it down is as follows. It says over here, someone who made a neder that he's not going to eat meat or drink wine, and he did it for a good reason. He did it because he wants to. For tshuva reasons, l'sage v'satzma, he wants to do for tshuva reasons. So he's doing it he made a Kabbalah. So the Beis Yaakov says, v'afilu m'sage v'atzma m'pnei tshuva, b'chol yimay seshana, sh'lo ilecho bas v'sh'lo ilish desyayin, b'shabasos, yomtiv, b'chaneka u'purim, chayav lecho v'lishtos. On Chanukah and Purim, he's chayiv to eat, bus, and drink wine. And the emes is, it's a pella, because if you look at the Beis Yaakov inside, the Lashon Beis Yaakov is rishus. He has rishus to eat, bus, and drink wine on Chanukah and Purim. But the Mishnah Brura changed it to chayiv. For some reason, Mishnah Brura held that a person has a chayiv to eat, bus, and drink wine on Chanukah and Purim. So it's a hidden Mishnah Brura, because if you learn Tafresh Ayin, you'll come out of Tafresh Ayin eating milchik the whole Purim. And here, it's okay. Now, back to the mitzvah of Simcha. So the Makarta Simcha, the Rambam, when he quotes the Gemara says that the Yontif of Chanukah is Lahoydis Lahalal, for Alanisim, for Halal, to give shevach to the Rabbanu Shleilam for the nest that took place. But the Rambam's lashon is that there's a din simcha. There's a din simcha. And we find in the Tshuvas Marshal that the Bir Halacha quotes by us, there's a mitzvah l'smayach b'chanukah, a mitzvah of simcha b'chanukah. Now, you can learn this mitzvah of simcha in one of two ways. Either you can learn like the Sefer Binyan Shleima, in the Tshuvas Binyan Shleima, he learned the taka, the feed the Rambam, this taka inyan of simcha, like by all other yom tovim, of eating basa v'yayin. But others learn that no, the din simcha, even according to the Rambam, the din simcha is lafuke, that you should not be bitzar. They shouldn't be bitzar. And that's where the din of hespe v'tainis comes from. The issa of hespe v'tainis, right? Why is there issa of hespe v'tainis on Chanukah? Because there's a din simcha. The simcha doesn't allow me to have hespe v'tainis. They bring down from in the Sefer Ar Yisrael, in the Sivas Ar, brings down the Talmud of Reb Yisrael Slanta, that they once came to Reb Yisrael Slanta and someone started to tell him something of tzar, and Reb Yisrael stopped him. He said, Chanukah, you can't tell me something of tzar. Wait until after Chanukah. Where did he know this from? From the Issa of Hespe B'tainis. The halacha in Tafresh Ayin that says there's the Issa of Hespe B'tainis on Chanukah is teaching us that one shouldn't hear Dvarim of Tzar over the Hespetayin. Now the Tshuvas Marshal that's quoted by the Bir Halacha is also, the Bir Halacha is interesting. He quotes the Lashon, he's quoting the Lashon, but he changed a word. Over here also, he says, in the Bir Halacha, he says, Ayin b'Tshuvas Marshal, shekosav, sheroi shasimcha teima ureves, ubilula b'simchas Torah. It's right that the simcha on Chanukah should be ma'uriv, mixed, and bolo means mamish, mixed in like it's one chunk. The simchas Torah with the simcha Torah, v'al tevatel mikvi usech, the Bir Halacha says, and don't be mevatel from your kviyas. Now I don't understand. Someone has a morning seder, second seder, night seder, and a seder after night seder, then when are you supposed to be having this simcha? If you're not mevatel from your kviyas. So if you look at the mashal doesn't say that. Mashal says, v'al tevatel mikvi usam, from their kviyas, meaning don't be mevatel from the kviyas of having parties on Chanukah. But the Mishbura wrote mikvi usech for some reason. He limited it. So, right, the Mashal is Mashmah, don't be mevatel from that which they make mesibis on Chanukah. We'll see what Corona does for us, if they allow us to have mesibis or not. But that's the din over here. Bechlal, the din Suda, this din Suda that we find over here, that Ramah brings down, that there's a Ktsas mitzvah, beribui sudas. What does it mean, ktsas mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? What's ktsas mitzvah? Right, so the Mechaber says, straight out, ribui asudas shemar b'mehem, mehim sudas rishus, shleikovim l'mishtav v'simcha. Chanukah was not set for mishtav v'simcha, as we know from the Levush, the Mishbaru calls the Levush, that there's a fundamental difference between Purim and Chanukah. Purim, where the guf was saved, so if there's the din of mishte, that's why the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shulchan Aruch holds that there's no chiv of basar on Yontiv, we're machmir for the Rambam, that's why we eat basar. But the Shulchan Aruch held that basar is referring to the Shalmei Simcha, the karbanis that they brought. But on Purim, the Shulchan Aruch itself says, you should eat meat. It says, the oinin, who's normally also in meat, should eat meat on Purim. So on Purim, there's a din of mishteh. But Chanukah, there's no din mishteh, because Chanukah, we saved Ruchni's dick. But says the Ramah, but still there's a ktsas mitzvah v'ribay sudis. Why? The ba'oyse hayomim hayichanukis ha'mizbech. Meaning, besides that which we celebrate Chanukah, for Chanukah hey, that they won the war with the Yevanim, and that the Nes of the Pachshemen, and all the different Nisim that happened. But there's something else. Chanukah HaMizbeach. The Mizbeach was battle from Kabanais for many years. And now they were Mechanachit, they started to bring Kabanais again. So for that, there's a Ktas Mitzvah to have Riboy Sudas, add something. Riboy Sudas means either add another Suda or means add to your Sudas. the Suda that you're having. Anyways, add something to it. Then the Rama says something interesting. He says, V'nogin loymar zmirais v'sishbachos shemar bim behem v'az hevi Sudas mitzvah. If you add zmirais v'sishbachos, then it becomes a real Sudas mitzvah. Instead of being a ktsas mitzvah, now it becomes a real Sudas mitzvah. So, if you take a look at the Rama in the Darkei Moshe, in his Hagois on the tour, he brings down over there this idea, and over there it seems to be mavur that for the Chanukas and Mizbeach, they were kaveya mishta v'simcha. However, what he's saying is, and even if they were not kaveya mishta v'simcha, even if you can say they were not kaveya mishta v'simcha for it, but if you say zmir v'sishbachos, then it becomes a Sudas mitzvah. So does that mean every time I go down to the dining room and eat supper and I sing zmir v'sishbachos, it becomes a Sudas mitzvah? No. What it means is it's based on Mordechai, based on some mefarshim in other places. They talk about the Suda of Chasna, so Suda of Pidgin Ben. That when there's already a ktsas mitzvah, there's a reason for the suda, but it's not a chiyuv, it's not a complete mitzvah. And I sing zmir v'sishbachos, the zmir v'sishbachos elevate it, bring it up to a sudas mitzvah. So therefore, when I go down, and I go down to a Chanukah to eat, and I have in mind that I'm eating a suda for Chanukas Mizbeach, and I sing Zmir Zishbachos, that turns in Mamash into a Sudas mitzvah. What's the nafkamina? What nafkamina could be for someone who made a neder that will only eat meat or drink wine at a Sudas mitzvah? This is a Sudas mitzvah. The Rama is also mavur that from the Lashon Rama, look at Taf Resh Ayin here. The Rama continues. He says, Yesh Oimrim Sheish Lecho Gvina Bachanaka Vishanes Nasa Becholav Shechilo Yehudis is Oyev. Perhaps there's a hemshech over here, and I think in the Darkei Moshe it's mashmal like that also. There's a hemshech. He's giving you a choice. He's telling you, in order to make your suit into a suit mitzvah, either you could sing zmiris, sishbachais, or eat milchik, eat gvina. Because the eating of the gvina itself is the sishbachais. Why am I eating gvina? In order to be first in the nest that took place, that will make your suit into a Sudas mitzvah. Okay, so that's Sif Aleph, that's Sif Beis over here. Sif Beis, we spoke about the Issa of Hesped, which comes from the Din Simcha. Now, the Rama brings, the Mishrur brings down something interesting here also, from the Prima Gadim. He says that the Minig was that the Aniyim would go around to the houses of the collect here. Where is it? Sif Katin. At the end of Sif Katin Aleph, Nogin Haniyim Lesabev Bachanaka Lepsachim Vish Tam Lezeh. There's a reason for this. So you take a look at the Magen Avraham courses, the Prima Gadim. Rim Gadim says, because the Yevanim wanted to be mevatel Gemilas Chasadim. They wanted to mevatel the three pillars of the world. And one of them is Gemilas Chasadim. So doing chesed, giving staka, they wanted to be mevatel. So we are mechazik in it, so we give staka, so the Aniyim go around to collect staka. I once saw, I don't remember where, one Sfarim, that earlier Sfarim, they brought down that that's where the mini comes from, to give presents on Chanukah to families and to other families, in order that the Aniyim shouldn't be ashamed to collect what they need. Because everyone's getting presents. You're giving your children presents. You're giving your neighbor a present. So you're giving that niyamosa presents. So the idea of presents on Chanukah is not coming from the Geisha. They stole it from us. This is the Indian. The Indian of Kedei Daniyim will be able to go around and collect and not be embarrassed. Not be embarrassed from what they were collecting from. Yeah, that's true also. Could be you could stay straight. That's mom straight or didn't write. That's true. It is interesting that the minig of not doing malacha, that after women, because Yehudis was involved. But the Mishmur says a reason over here. The Mishmur says also Kedei Lahakir, that they set it up that this man not to do the malacha was in order that they should, the Kedei Lahakir Shas L'shtamish La'ira. That's why we tell them, don't do malacha. Which is mashma, that they shouldn't do any malacha. No malacha at all. In order Lahakir, that you don't do malacha by the neiris, don't do any malacha. Yet the meaning is that women don't do certain malachas, the women malachas, like sewing, laundry, but to cook and make latkes and supper, that they're allowed to do. So don't let them get away with it. But anyways, the question really is why dafka women? Men also kedei lahakir. So could be men anyways looking always for excuse not to work, so they don't need a reminder. Moving on to in Simit Tav Resh Ayin Vav over here. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara says, Amrav Chia. Amrav Chia ba'ashi amrav. Hamadik ner shel Chanukah tzorich levarech. If you madik the ner shel Chanukah, you need to make a bracha. And the Gemara is on Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph in Shabbos. The Gemara says, what's the bracha? What's the makart to the bracha? Can't just say, Asher kitchon tzveis v'tzivanu. What's the makar? So the Gemara says, because there's a pasuk leisasor. The Torah says that you should not turn away from listening to the Rabbanan. You have to listen to the Rabbanan. So because of this mitzvah of leisasor, that you're not allowed to turn away from listening to them, we make a bracha and we say v'tzivanu. So the question is that we know that on a leisasor say we do not make brachas. For example, the Rashi and Tshuva talks about loisasei, I think about tzedaka, the Rashi and Ksubis. It's before in the Rishayim that we don't make a bracha on a loisasei. So the question over here is, why do we make a bracha on a loisasei? What mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? So the Gemara says v'heichon. What's the v'tzivanu? The Gemara says going on like sasor. What? Right. So if we take out the Rambam in Hilchos Brocha, I got the wrong Rambam here. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says as follows: V'chein kol ha-mitzvah sheim midivrei seifrim, mitzvahs which are midrabanan, bein mitzvah sheim chayva midivreihem, whether it's a chayva, kigoy mikra megillah, halach is ner Shabbos, v'halach is ner Chanukah. Bein mitzvah she'ein ha'chayva, like Erev v'netiyas yidayim, mevarach ala kol koydum la'asiyasan, asher kitshanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivanu la'asoyis. V'heichon tzivanu b'tayra, where's the v'tzivanu in the Tayra, she'kasuba, asher yayimru l'cha tase. The Rambam doesn't say lo'y sasor. He quotes the next part of the pasuk of, asher yayimru l'cha tase, So the mitzvah, when you're saying, so when you make the bracha, Sheket Sharon Svayis Vitzivanu, what's the Vitzivanu? Asher Yoyim Relucha Tase, that you should do, the Ase. That's the bracha. That's what the bracha is going on. There's an interesting question, once we're talking about Chanukah, why is Chanukah 8 days and not 9 days in Chutz La'aretz, right? B'nei Chutz La'aretz should keep 9 days. Safik Yoyim. Sveik the Yoyima. So some answer that Avudram says, because since it's a drabanan, so therefore it's only we don't do sfeik of the yoma once we know the kvi of the yarcha, we know when it really is, so we don't add on. The prichadash starts off with that, and then he says also perhaps it's going to be merames because they want it to be mevatel from us the mitzvah's mila, so to be merames to mila they wanted to keep it at 8. That's why it's 8 days. Interesting idea. So Al-Kaparim, getting back to Tav Reish Ayin Vav. So we have the brachas over here. And there's the din of a Birchas Roya, which sometimes needed. What's interesting is the bracha of Shas Nisim and Birchas Shachiyanu. Birchas, those two brachas. Because lahadigner shal chanukah lahadigner chanukah, whichever nusach you have, that's on the mitzvah. That's on the mitzvah. But the bracha of shasanisim, or the bracha of shachianu. Now, before we discuss that, there's a very interesting mark tzia of Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden. He was mechadish that the brachas on Chanukah is not just birchas a mitzvah. And normally, I have a mitzvah, and chazal masakin, birchas a mitzvahs. For the opportunity that we have to do the mitzvah, we make a bracha. If someone did the mitzvah without the bracha, the mitzvah was done. But he lost that on the bracha. Even though there's a Taisus Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in Brachas, it's mashma that's chsarn in the mitzvah, even though Brachas and Drabanan, even though Rashi quotes it in Pashas Kisavais, it's mashma maybe is some derais akoponim, but it doesn't take away from the mitzvah Pashtas. Over here, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if you light the Neiris without the Brachas, you lost the mitzvah. It's missing the mitzvah. Because part of the mitzvah is Pesumei Nisa. What makes my lighting of the Neiris a piercing of the Neis? My announcing, getting up there and saying, Asher Kitshon Sveis V'Tzivonu Lahalig Ner Chanukah, this is Ner Chanukah. Establishing it as Ner Chanukah. Rav Yaakov Emden is talking about the minig of lighting Neiris in the base of Knesset. This is a back and forth. It's not, we don't find in the Gemara, it's not Medina the Gemara. And it's actually a big chiddush to light in the basic Knesset. Not your bias, not your house. What is it? Well, you're lighting like lighting in the middle of the street. So the whole meaning of lighting in the basic Knesset, which needs to be discussed separately. But Rav Yaakov Emden, so therefore there are those that want to light without a bracha. Rav Yaakov Emden says, lighting without a bracha, then what are you doing? You're establishing the mitzvah with the brachas, which is interesting. Taking that idea, whether that idea is correct, negate the brachas or not, but we do find, based on the Masech the Seifrim, that there's a piyot that we say after the Halakas Neiris of HaNeiris HaLalu. And it's brought down that one should not be mafsik between lighting the Neiris and HaNeiris HaLalu. And even more than that, there's minhagim, based on that Masechet Seifrim, that after you lit the first ner, before you light the next one, you should already start saying Haner Salalo. Ay, lechatchila, you're not supposed to speak until you finish lighting. You should wait until afterwards. The teretz is Haner Salalo is part of the mitzvah. Announcing to everyone, Haner Salalo Kaidashem, Beinon Rishus Tishtamish Bem, and what it's all about. What's all about? Mirat Hashem, hopefully we'll learn the sugyas and the Chav Beis and Alf, which deal with what does it mean? Kaidish Heim. What's Kaidish? This Kedusha? There's real Kedusha? Yeah, we'll see Rishonim say, your Neiris, the Kedusha, you're in the base of Mikdash, lie in the Neiris in the base of Mikdash, we'll see. Kaidashem, Ein Lan Rishus L'Shtamish Ben, what does that mean? What's the Issish Shimash? We'll learn about Bamar, Ramban, Mitzashem. So Al Kaponim, the Brachis is an important part of the Mitzvah. And the Brach of Shechiyanu, so by Yom Tovim we have a halacha by Shechiyanu that if one's supposed to say Shechiyanu by Kiddush, right? By every Yontif, by the first night by Kiddush we make a Shechiyanu. If one forgot to say Shechiyanu, so the halacha is afilo hoylech b'shuk. Even if you're walking in the street and you remember that if you had Shechiyanu, you say Shechiyanu. The Shechiyanu is going on the Yontif. Shechiyanu, v'kiyamanu, v'kiyanu, l'zman hazeh to the Yontif. By Chanukah, there's no Yontif. It's not, right, Lashem Dei Adam. But is it Yontif? So what do you make, what's the Shechiyanu going on? The days? Or is Shechiyanu going on the mitzvah? On the mitzvah of Chanukah. So if we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over here in Tav Reish Ayin Vav, the Mishnah Berurah seems to want to learn that it has to do with the Neiris of the Chanukah. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, if one forgot to say Shechiyanu, so then you should wait until the second night, right? Wait until the next night and make Shechiyanu, say Shechiyanu when you're lighting the next night. What happens if I forgot the first night, the second night, the third night, fourth night, fifth night, right? Forgot eighth night, I forgot, and then on the eighth day, Zayis Chanukah, I finally chapped it. It was Chanukah, I remember I didn't say Shechiyanu. So what do I do then? Do I say it or not? So Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in the Shaar Tzion, says, says if you remember the afterwards, it says Shaar Tzion Sifkat in Gimel. Amnam im Eira Zebel al Shmini umemele yizbatal ligamri bircha Shechiyanu. Now come out there, I'm going to lose Shechiyanu. Tzarech Iyun. The Efshe the Chmai ba'alma kaim lan the Zman oimer afil b'shok. Du koy al etzim ha-yantif. Efshe du ha-dim b'zeh du koy al etzim ha-zman the Chanukah shenasu by nisim neflois. Perhaps the bircha Shechiyanu over here is also on the Chanukah, on the days of Chanukah that Nisim and Neflois took place. Ella, the Lechatchila, Samchu Zel Zman Dadloka. Just like we find by Yom Tovim. The Lechatchila, they were Saimechit to Kiddush. So here, they were Saimechit to Adloka. Okay, in Sparasi Nimsa B'meiri, Mizel the Shainai, Mi She'ein Loi Lahadlik, a son who doesn't have the capability of lighting, Ve'ene B'magu She'ef Shalai Lirais, Yesh Oyrim Shemavarach La'at Meshas Nisim Shechiyonim B'lai Rishayin. But Dvarim Nir, V'tzarchin, he remains with Tzarchin. So Shmur remains with Tzarchin over here. L'maisa, others, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, and others a machriya, then no, Shechiyonim is also on the Yom. You could say it on the Yom. So if it does happen to someone, they definitely could say it on the eighth day. But they should remember, they should try to remember to say it beforehand. Now, there are different uschais to the brachas. Like we said, lahadik ner chanukah, lahadik ner shel chanukah, and each one, has its mekar and shaynim, or achrayim, and how to paskin. There's also different menhagim when to say the bracha of Sha'as Nisim, before or after, if they lit the first one. There's But one has to be careful not to speak between, one should be careful not to speak between the Neiris, except if you're meaning to stay on Eris Halalu. And if you did not make a bracha before you lit the candles, and so as long as you're still lighting them, the Rambam says, the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph, and Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey, Ha'ois the mitzvah le berech, in mitzvah she'adayin asiyah se'kayemes mevarech acha asiyah. So therefore, as long as you didn't finish lighting the candles, you still can make the bracha, especially that according to many Rishonim, the mitzvah doesn't end until you light all the candles. So you can continue doing that, even though it's Be'etzem Akasha, because the Prima Gadim asks, the Prima Gadim says, we know that the mitzvah really is one candle, the rest is Mahadrin. So how could you, if you already lit the first candle, so how can you say, Ashekechon Sveis V'tzivanu, V'tzivanu? Zehidr, but there's no V'tzivanu on the second or third one. So Kivegen Shuvis in Tinyana Yud Gimel, Mishbiru also seems to bring it down, that the Svar that's given is because the Din Mahadrin over here, I think Rosh Lame Zalman also speaks about it, and Chelik Beis Simon Gimel is based, that the mitzvah's Mahadrin over here is all for the Pesume Nisa. The mitzvah is titled Pesume Nisa. And that which with Mahadrin over here is to create more Pesume Nisa. So the Hidr itself is Chashiv mitzad, the Pesume Nisa is Chashiv a Chelik of the mitzvah. They still could say Vitzivano on the rest. Rav Kivega talks about, Rav Kivega is Mesopik, if let's say I lit all the candles, and then I remembered, can I still make the bracha right after that or not? The question the Aruch HaShulchan deals with is that the Meister, there is a mitzvah re'iyah, to see the candles. And it's not just the Chassid She'inyan to sit there and wash the candles, the Chavis Yoyah brings it down, and we say in our Neiris Halalu, Ella l'roisam b'vad, l'roisam to see them, l'roisam. So it seems like there is Indian to see it. There's a berachas rei over here. So maybe the Aruch Shulchan says perhaps there's still a mitzvah in the re'iyah, and the ikur p'sumi nisus with the re'iyah. So maybe I can still make the bracha as long as I'm being oisik in the re'iyah. That's a sad at the end of Tav Reish Ayin Vav. Okay, we can stop here. Mitzvah next week. Not sure what the plan is, but if we're still Tav Reish Ayin Vav, then we'll speak about more Aris on it, okay?